Talk of another Great Depression may be overblown, according to Kevin Quinn, an economics professor at St. Norbert College, but the current situation does remind him of the savings and loan bailout of the late 1980s. The SNL scandal amounted to $160 billion. Now, the tab is up to $700 billion.
So that's $2,000 per person of either requiring increased taxes or decreased spending in some other way or increased borrowing.
Quinn says the economic bailout will have ramifications for regular Americans. He says any plans for better health care will probably have to be put on hold. So will things like improved veterans benefits. Quinn says Congress shouldn't rush into a bailout, but if it does nothing, the real fear is that credit will seize up, and that would have a chilling effect on small business owners looking for loans to get projects off the ground.
But if the bank can't access the liquid cash in order to make that happen, that small company in Wisconsin is unable to complete that deal. And all the people that would be working on that project aren't working. And so that trickles down. The people that work in the local grocery store, well, all of a sudden they have to lay people off there too because people aren't working in town, et cetera, et cetera.
One Wisconsin company is already blaming the meltdown for causing layoffs. Spancrete, a concrete manufacturer, says developers are unable to get financing for residential condominiums. 230 workers now face losing their jobs by the end of the year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.